special 40th anniversary tribute to I Love Lucy with people who were there, including two of the writers, Little Ricky and Desi Arnaz Jr. himself. And of course, what do we have every day? Gossip, gossip, gossip with the latest today on Prince Charles. It's coming right up, so stay right where you are, okay? Okay. City on Columbus Day, where the banks are closed, some of them permanently. And it's also Ralph Lauren's birthday. Isn't that exciting? So if you have a polo pony, put a hat on him. And what I find fascinating is this day makes me laugh, but not you. And at this day, in 1492, Columbus left Spain saying, I've just got to get away from all those Paula Abdul videos. And the reason Columbus left town in the first place was because his wife discovered that the Nina, the Pinta, and the Santa Maria were named after three tramps he had been seeing. And I'd like to add the fourth ship was called the Marla, but I don't know what the... I always think Columbus was like so butch, macho, I go and I'm going to discover. What we don't know is that with Columbus, okay, was his gay brother, Bubba Columbus. And unfortunately, they had to return Bubba to Spain because he tried to make the topsail into drapes. So, what can I tell you? Anyhow. Right after this commercial with a special, it's going to be wonderful, 40th anniversary tribute to I Love Lucy, and who doesn't? Be right back. October 15th, 1951, CBS debuted a show about a star-struck redhead and her Cuban bandleader husband. Here's what the viewers saw as the show opened up for the first time ever.
Philip Morris, America's most enjoyable cigarette, presents the Lucille Ball Desi Arnaz Show, I Love Lucy.
No one thought, all right. No one thought it would make it. As a matter of fact, the day after the show first started, the sponsors wanted to back out of the deal. Can you believe that one? But thank God they didn't. And I Love Lucy became the biggest success in television history. It has aired somewhere in the world every single day since that first Monday night in 1951. During the 9 years that I Love Lucy was filmed, there were only five people who had the job of dreaming up the predicaments that only Lucy could get into. With us today are two of them. Please welcome the writing team of Bob Schiller and Bob Weisskopf. The two Bobs. Next to Bob Weisskopf is the world's foremost expert on I Love Lucy. He is the author of a fascinating book. I really read the whole thing cover to cover last night. I'm furious because I stayed up too late. Called I Love Lucy. He recently has co-produced the I Love Lucy laser disc. And will you please welcome Bart Andrews. Great book. Let me start with you, Bart. Why were they so skeptical about the show that it wouldn't work?
Well, of course, Lucy had no experience in television. No one did at that point. She was in the movies. She had made 69 movies by the time I Love Lucy came on the air. And they were taking an enormous risk with her career specifically, and somewhat with Desi's career as a rumba band leader. And this was an untried medium for everyone. And when Lucy decided to go on television, she wanted Desi to be her husband in a series, but CBS said, it's not going to work. No one's going to believe that you're married to this Cuban with a thick accent.
Right.
And she was pretty firm about it. She said, well, no Desi, no show. And she and her husband went on the road, did a vaudeville act in 1950, came to New York, in fact, and did it at the Roxy Theater, and brought back some terrific reviews, and ultimately convinced CBS, obviously, to spend $19,000 on a pilot.
$19,000. Yeah, but $19,000 in 1951 would be what now?
Today would buy the donuts here.
For the week. When did they know it was a hit? Because those days, nowadays, you know, we have overnights. As you say the word, you know who's watching.
Yeah. It took about 5 weeks before they realized that they had something, because it placed in the top five, the first show. Then it was number one within 3 months and remained there practically the entire 6 years.
Incredible. Yeah. Now, when you two were not the first writers on the show.
No.
First it was Bob. A lot of Bobs on the show.
Three Bobs and a Babe.
Three Bobs and a Babe. The Babe was Madeline.
Right.
So when did you two come on?
We came on the fourth year.
And was it hard? Were you like the new boys in the block?
Sure.
Yeah.
Very difficult to break in. We were looked upon with great suspicion. We were breaking into a family. It was like a new child coming into the family. We had to prove ourselves.
Why?
They proved themselves. They did the famous John Wayne episode. That was their first episode, when Lucy steals John Wayne's footprints from Grauman's Chinese Theater. That was their first.
How many people were up for the job? There was Jess Oppenheimer, right?
Oppenheimer. Jess, Bob, Carol, and Madeline Pugh, whose name is now Madeline Davis. And they were the only three people who wrote the show ever until we came on. Nobody else ever wrote an I Love Lucy except the five of us.
Well, I worked in radio with Jess, and he knew of us, and he thought it would be a good idea for us to try and write the Lucy show. I'm glad he thought so.
Now,
incidentally, I may like to say, apropos what Bart said, the head of production at CBS at the time was on record as saying that the Lucy pilot was the worst pilot he had ever seen.
Yeah, but you know, I saw the pilot. It wasn't so wonderful.
That's right.
You know, no, seriously. I have to go back to 1951. It was okay.
Yeah.
But the pilot was not what you saw
later. It was actually a vaudeville act with a couple of interlocutory scenes. But you know, when they aired that in 1990 for the first time ever, it was the number one show of the week for CBS.
Yeah, well, that's where I watch it. But you watch it as a piece of history.
Right. Nostalgia.
What was it like writing for them? First of all, who was the boss? Was it Lucy or was it Desi?
Well, in our particular section, it was Jess.
Jess, who was the head writer?
Jess was the producer.
The head writer.
Lucy and Desi accepted whatever the writers gave them. They were wonderful to write for. Desi had impeccable taste. Lucy trusted him. And Lucy did whatever. Jess would hand the script to Desi. Desi would say, this is fine, usually, and it would go on the air. They'd rehearse it, they'd see it on a Monday, they would rehearse it and do it by Thursday night, they would have the show, they would do it from almost in a half an hour, which is unheard of today.
Yeah.
Desi was one of the great editors.
It's unheard of that they only had three writers. Nowadays they have scores of writers.
How could you keep coming up with the ideas? I mean, didn't they get into rooms and just say, I can't think of another thing for them to do? I mean,
they had to come up with a script every week.
I know, that's what I'm saying. How did you do it? You just sat down every Monday and didn't come out until you...
They wouldn't let us out of the room.
We locked the door, turned off the telephone, and came up with a story every Monday. And then Madeline would type it out, and Bob and I would write it, and then they would do a brush on it. And then it would go through Jess. Jess then left the next year, so there were just the four of us. So we did it that way.
Was there any show that you loved that didn't work?
I can't think of any. Can you think of any, Bob?
If you let me think a second, I'll come
up. They did 179.
How many shows?
179 shows. Plus
you two wrote 179.
No, total.
The total, Lucy, was 179 shows.
Right. It's impossible.
Not that many clinkers.
We did about 30 shows a year then. Now they only do 22, and that's stretching it.
Yeah. I think the last couple of I Love Lucy's were not as good as we had hoped they'd be. The one with the statue was kind of lame. The one with the tulips was kind of lame. Well, we were all getting tired then, and we knew it was coming to an end.
Did she ad-lib, or was she...
No, you
gave me such a look.
Some of the classic scenes, like I think it was before you guys got on, when she did that, when her nose goes on fire, with William Holden. That, what was not in the script, written in the script, was her dunking her flaming nose in the cup of coffee. She did that, she did ad lib it in rehearsal, and then of course they wrote it in because it was so brilliant. But she was afraid to ad lib because she wanted to be letter perfect when she came on the stage, and she would drive other performers batty doing this because she would just...
Well, she was magnificent at ad-libbing moves, pieces of business, but not words.
I worked with her on the second Lucy show. And she knew everything that was going to happen. I mean, down solid. It was such a pro. I was
her Broar, who was the first stage manager, they called it a floor manager then, he said that he saw in that first year her total transformation from a naive person on stage to knowing everything there was to know about what was going on. And that was only like 9 months.
Now we have the very famous, we all, even Helen Keller would know the grapes episode. We have, you know, remember when she steps on the grapes and she makes the wine.
These guys wrote that.
You wrote the grapes? Ah! Now, how'd you come up with that? Let's take a look at a little bit, and then we'll talk about this. Okay, this is the very famous episode where Lucy and Edna... When you wrote, tell the line, you brought one of the scripts, which I want to show.
Well, Bob Hope was once quoted as saying, the Lucy writers are the luckiest writers in television. They write, Lucy walks to the door and they're assured of 5 minutes of laughs. Lucy took umbrage at that and sent him a script showing like this, what she called black stuff. This is all direction.
This is the script. It says, what we just saw. Here we go. Lucy follows her into the vat. The woman climbs in and starts stomping on the grapes. Lucy looks over the edge and sees what she's doing and looks squeamish. I mean, they're even telling her what to look like. The woman indicates with a wave of her arm to come on. Lucy cautiously climbs in and gingerly puts a foot in the grapes. I mean, every single thing. Look at this. All direction. That's brilliant.
And on the stage, they changed some of that.
Yeah.
Originally, she was to lose an earring in the grapes and step on it. The other woman stepped on it and, you know, started having a fight with her. And they felt it didn't work in rehearsal, so they changed it on the stage.
But every single thing. We'll continue talking about this. There's so much to ask you. So when we come back, by the way, we're going to be joined by the hairstylist from I Love Lucy, who did Lucy's hair right up to the very, very, very end. I want to know if she was really a redhead, so stay tuned.
She would do anything. She would actually set fire to her own nose. I don't know very many people would do it. Then they figured a way to do it and how that it would protect her and that she could do it. And it worked beautifully. The thing that Lucy ad-libbed was leaning over and putting out the fire in her coffee cup. That was ad-libbed on the set.
What you're looking at now are some of the original sketches done by Lucy's wardrobe designer, Eloise Jensen, and the look that Lucy Ricardo had was very important to her. She made it a point to wear dresses and house coats like a real person would over and over and over again, which I think is very smart. Nowadays, you never see anybody in things twice, except maybe me, because I had to buy this. Anyhow, here, because I dirtied it. Here, that you've just seen, are a few that you may well remember, okay? And we showed these at the top of the show. I'm going to show them to you again. This was from the William Holden episode when she went, let me show this to you. We showed this at the start of the show. When she went, do you remember she went to Chasen's looking
Brown
for William?
Brown Derby.
Thank you very much.
No lunch at Chasen's then.
No lunch at Chasen's then, okay. She went to the Brown Derby. This is, I don't know what this is from. That's the same episode, looking great. And look, and okayed by Lucille Ball. She had to approve the costume. It says, okay, LB. Can you see that? Okay, isn't that nice? All right. And she had to, and this was when she fell into the starch?
No, yeah. Starch.
She fell into the starch, into a vat of starch, so they figured out a dress. That would be all pleats. It stood straight out, and the hair went straight out. I don't know if any of you remember that. That's wonderful to see. And this she didn't approve. Look at that. My next guest knows all about Lucy's look firsthand. She was her hairstylist on the show and stayed with her right up, because we've met many times since then, until Lucy died. Please welcome Irma Cusley.
Cusley.
Cusley. And we were just talking during commercial. I used to see you with her. How long were you with her? When did you start?
At Metro in 1941.
And you liked each other right from the beginning, that she brought you over, or what?
Well, everyone liked her. Yeah. But I was on the, excuse me, I was on the staff at Metro, and she would have publicity stills to be done and things of that nature. And everything worked out fine. What? And I was working with Katharine Hepburn
at the time,
and Lucy was the second lead in Without Love.
Was she redhead then?
She was a redhead.
Was she always a redhead from the time you knew her? When did she change? Because she started out, what, dark hair, and then they changed it to red?
Yes, I don't remember her being dark.
Did they ever try to say, let's give Lucy a different color hair? Did you ever do that?
Not
ever write a script?
Know.
Lucy,
well, we
bleaches
would
her hair, or Lucy?
The starch.
Would have been fired.
No, we
what?
Would do
we
things.
Would have been fired.
Yeah. No, but an episode where she tried, because she was so known for that.
Remember? Well, we would character things. We would use colored wigs.
Yeah.
If it were to be, you know, whatever.
There was
a
famous line that Desi uttered when Lucy was falsely accused of being a communist. Desi made a statement saying, "The only thing red about Lucy is her hair, and even that's not real."
Yeah, I remember that statement. Did she wear wigs on the show?
In the later shows. When her hair was short, excuse my voice, and it was simply because she is so, what would I say, active, and you'd get perspiratory, and if you had to take time out from each thing to redo the hair and retake, it's endless.
Did you do everybody's hair? Did you do Ethel's hair also on the show?
Vivian Vance's and Lucy, yes.
Will Frawley's?
How about Frawley?
Frawley had no hair.
Frawley had no hair.
I did his with a towel.
Joan, you must understand that the
easy one with it.
I Love Lucy was all in black and white, and we all imagined that she was a redhead. Nobody ever saw her in color.
That's true. What about the second episodes and the...
Changed in the first year from black and white, called The Lucy Show.
The Lucy Show. Yeah. Was that a big decision to change the color, or were they excited about it?
Big decision because everybody was changing the color. It was more commercial, and the reruns were more valuable.
Cost more, too.
Much more valuable.
And it cost more, too. What about at the end, you were with her right up to the end, and Little Lucy, which makes me laugh because, you know...
Yeah,
Lucy Onassis is my friend. She said that you were there right at the end in the hospital with her.
No, I was
she
not.
She woke up and she said, "I want to get my hair done." She told Lucy,
her daughter was with her. And she says, "Oh my Lord, I should have had my hair done yesterday."
Yeah. I remember her telling me that. Did you all know when there was trouble in the marriage? Was it on the set?
Oh yes,
yeah.
You did.
Not on the stage, but certainly behind the steps. We know.
And did you realize that was going to change the whole program, that you would have to go off because of that?
Well, it wasn't so bad during I Love Lucy. It was later, during the Lucy Desi Comedy Hour, which was the second show.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And that's when they began, that's when the breakup started.
They didn't break up during, they didn't break up at the end of I Love Lucy? No.
Well, the I Love Lucy characters, yeah. Lucy and Ricky Ricardo were playing in the hour shows.
She's talking about the divorce.
The
divorce happened at the...
When was the divorce? I thought the divorce...
April 1st, 1960.
All right,
which is just when the last episode of the hour show was...
Of the hour show.
Yeah. That the 13-hour show.
Right, Andy Kovacs.
Is that why they stopped the shows? Because they knew there was going to be a divorce?
Well, she wanted to stop long before that, but CBS kept nudging them for another season, or else they would have only gone on for 5 years. They weren't even going to do a sixth season. I saw a memo that said, well, we're not doing it. And then at the last minute, Paley and his staff came up with a lot of money for those six-season shows, and then later on, then a lot of money, probably $50,000
episode. How long do they continue after that when they said we don't want to do
it? Three more years.
And then she went on herself.
She went to Wildcat. She came back here to New York and did and they broke up. And she met Gary and got married.
And came back.
You know, Jess Oppenheimer, though, told me, and we have this on the Laserdisc of I Love Lucy that comes out today.
Congratulations.
Yeah, thanks. That there were three times during the half-hour shows that they wanted to split up She and Desi came in, we can't do it anymore, that's it, it's over. Just call the network, we're not gonna, we just can't do this anymore. And he had to sit down and talk to them, you can't
Aren't
do this,
glad?
You work, yeah, three times.
Let's go back, I wanna talk about the pregnancy and everything, but when we come back, we will be joined by Little Ricky, if you remember, and Desi Arnaz Jr. both, so we'll have the real son and the fake son. Stay with us.
I'm gonna put you to work chocolate dipping. You say you've had experience.
Oh, yes, ma'am, I'm a dipper from way back.
Yes?
They used to call me the Big Dipper.
Affection that was prominent in that show, the thing that held them together was love. It was a love story, and that was something we ended the show many, many times with them going into the bedroom, or at least with a hug or a kiss.
That episode aired December 8, 1952. I Love Lucy introduced having babies to television. The birth of Little Ricky was the highest rated I Love Lucy show ever, ever, ever. In 1956, when the writers decided that Little Ricky should play a larger part in the storyline, my next guest was chosen to play Little Ricky. They didn't go for real Little Ricky, which I find fascinating. Let's take a look. Bob Shiller just said, you were adorable. You were
still
adorable.
Am. Yeah, what happened to me?
You're still adorable, but you're big adorable now. How did you get the part?
Well, I was a professional drummer when I was 4 years old, going around the country doing one-night stands, and the audition for the I Love Lucy show came up when that show ended up in California, and they were looking for somebody who looked like Desi, and I guess the added fact that I played the drums kind of helped a little bit.
Why didn't they use Desi Arnaz Jr., the real one?
He was a year younger, I think.
He's like 2 or 3 years younger.
So they had to make him grow up enough to...
He wasn't an actor. He had no history in show business.
Right.
There was an emotional reason, too. Lucy and Desi decided that if they put little Desi in the show, that little Lucy was going to have some problem. Why am I not on the show?
Yeah.
And that's what Lucy told me.
And then the cook and the housekeeper would all want to be on the show.
And the chauffeur and the gardener.
Yeah, became the chauffeur.
Irma would have been begging for a part.
That's right.
The hope they would have changed.
Irma may not even remember this, but she was the very first person who found out that Lucy was pregnant with Desi Jr. Mm-hmm. Lucy came back from the hospital, from the doctors, and went into the makeup room, and Irma was sitting there, and she told Irma for the first time, because somebody overheard that I interviewed,
yes,
and said Irma was the first one.
Were you worried at the time that because she was pregnant, that was going to be the end of the show?
We weren't on the show at the time, but they were worried. No. What happened is that Jess said, great, we'll incorporate it in the show. And there was an enormous amount of selling that had to be done to do that.
Got 9 months worth of shows.
Nine months, that's right. So America really had to go through that whole pregnancy.
I couldn't mention the word pregnant in those days. Pregnant. I'm getting used to it now.
Yeah. So what do they say?
Having a baby, expecting.
Expecting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The episode
Everything
was called Lucy is enceinte, in fact, the French word. They didn't even want to use it on the script title.
Now, what about your relationship with Lucy? Was it close? Was it professional? Do you remember? How old were you?
I think I joined when I was 5 or signed a contract. It was very close. I spent a lot of time after the show, you know, because I was best friends with Desi Jr. and Lucy. And I was part of the family, just part of the extended family.
Did you realize how important the show was when you were on it? Did you have any sense of that as a child?
I did. In fact, these writers, I mean, they were so perfect because I had a sense of stage fright sometimes, and they even wrote in a show, Little Ricky Gets Stage Fright.
Right.
So it was very... very true to form a lot of times, you know.
When it was over, was it a tremendous letdown for you? Did you just go back to quote-unquote childhood?
Well, I remember my dad said that, you know, that's it, the show's over with, and I remember kind of being sad, but I wasn't devastated, you know.
What about presents? Was Lucy give you the warmth of the set with gifts given out?
Right, she
What'd
she
you
gave
get?
Me.
What were some good gifts?
I remember on one birthday she gave me.
I just sat right up there.
She gave me a she gave me a drum set. She gave me a bicycle. She gave me an Indian teepee one time.
Now you have a wonderful watch that she gave you, right?
Mm-hmm.
Which, do, and you wear it all the time?
Mm-hmm. I do.
And it says what? Love Lucy on it.
It has a caricature on the face of the watch.
Oh, isn't that nice?
Oops, there it goes.
So it says Love
and
Lucy
every
on the
year,
watch. And a caricature, which you can't see this close, but there she is.
That's
every year.
Every year at Christmas, I would get some type of clock with a note that says, I will always get sad.
I will
always have time for you.
Oh, that's so nice. That's so nice. What did you get?
Ugly neckties or what?
Ugly necktie. We once did a favor for Desi, and he really got him off the hook with Westinghouse. And he called us in, and he says, boys, he says, you've saved my... I'm not doing the accent. He says, boys, he says, you've saved my life. He says, what would you like? He says, money, stock, cars. He says, oh, take a couple of cars. He says, go out and buy yourself cars. So he went out and bought a Cadillac with one of the fins that impaled pedestrians.
Yeah. Uglier than the ties.
And I went out and bought a Mark 9 Jaguar. And it was always in the hospital, that car. But I once picked him up. We used to play golf.
Wait, let me have to go to commercial, then we'll come back with that. We want to hear the end of your story, and then we're going to be joined by Desi Arnaz Jr., so please stay with us. First of all, the real dish on the Kennedy men and their fatal flaws, then hot wrap of vanilla ice, Lisa Lisa and Cult Jam, who will make their debut with their new single. And, of course, what do we have every day? Gossip, 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 gossip. We are back. We're talking with everyone from I Love Lucy. Remember, finish your story, Bob, and then we're going to get
Desi. So I had this wonderful car. It was beautiful. It was always in the hospital. And I picked him up one day to play golf. He says, hey, amigo, isn't this the car I gave you? I said, yeah. He says, how do you like it? I said, you son of a bitch, if you hadn't given it to me, I'd be a rich man today.
To find out more stories, let's go. He's been waiting now for 20 minutes. Via satellite from Las Vegas is the real kid that Lucy gave birth to. Will you please welcome Desi Arnaz Jr.?
Can you see me, Joan?
I know you can't see us, but we can see you. You look great.
How does everybody look out there?
They all look great. And you, I'm looking at Keith, you really look a little bit alike. It's amazing.
We look nothing alike.
You're right.
Well, you were very good friends as children.
Yeah. You know what? I'd just like to say one thing before we get into all of the questions. Is I want to say to everybody over there, hi. Hi, Irma.
Hi,
Bob. Hi, Bob. Hi, Keith.
Hey.
And hello, Bart, too, who put this all together.
Oh, hi, Bart.
How you doing?
I also want to congratulate the people that were on the I Love Lucy show, because this is their 40th anniversary.
Yeah.
Those people, I think, did an unbelievable thing when they put that show together. And
is that that's the cast? They just showed us. There's a picture being flashed on. What is that picture? Does anyone know what that picture is?
That's the cast.
I wish
that's
I could
the whole
see it.
Cast, and it's got to be crew, though.
Yeah, it's that.
Because the cast is very small.
Yeah, yeah.
It was an amazing group of people.
Yeah.
You know, Keith is out there now, and he was an unbelievable drummer. I mean, people don't know how unbelievably good he was as a child. And the writers, and Bob and Madeline, and William Frawley, and Vivian Vance. And the reason that show is still on the air today is because all of those people were so wonderful.
Let me ask that's you, right. Were you upset as a child that you weren't on... when you suddenly realize, this kid's playing me?
You know, Joan, you know, I don't know if you're aware of this. I think you are, but I was actually born the same day that little Ricky was born on television.
Now, how did that happen? Coincidence, or your mother just kept her knees together till October? I mean, that's...
Good acting.
Good acting.
How did it happen? You know, Joan, that's a good question. I think that... they planned it because I was a cesarean, so they could actually plan the birth. They did the show 4 months earlier. Now, the only thing that wasn't planned is that I was going to be a boy. That, they had help
Did they want a boy?
See the man upstairs.
They wanted a boy very much.
Mr. Pace.
They already had the girl.
So they wanted to have the boy now.
Exactly.
But if I hadn't have been a boy, then people would have really been confused.
How much time did you spend on the set? Were you there all the... Keith was working there, but Keith said you all played together, right?
Yeah, Keith and I...
We did everything together at one point, and there's so much confusion over.
Was there confusion? Who would the people say hello to?
Well, we go to Disneyland, and Lucy would introduce me as Desi as her son, and then this is the real little Ricky, you know, and this, you know, it would be so much confusion. And Desi was a drummer, and I was a drummer, but he learned the drums from my inspiration, I guess, at that time. I was a little bit older than he was.
Yeah, Keith had already been playing a full drum set, and I had been playing conga drums. And then when I was behind the scenes all the time. I was always on the show. But then Keith and I became we were best friends. We really spent our childhood together. Right. And we formed a Dixieland band, and I learned to play a whole drum set. And we had another rock and roll band. And then even when Dino, Desi, and Billy, the rock band that I was in, formed, Keith used to come if I couldn't make it one night or something. He would come and play.
Really fill in for him, yeah.
Let me ask you, we have to go to commercial. When we come back, I want to talk again about the early years, about what you think you learned most from your mother. And I want to find out if all of you are very rich from this show. I want to know what everybody ended up with, because it's on. Somebody's getting rich somewhere out there.
Somebody is.
And
somebody.
I know it's not me. So we're going to go to we're going to go to commercial, and we'll be back in a moment. So please stay with us. Appearing at the Celebrity Theater in Anaheim on November 15th and the Celebrity Theater in Phoenix on November 16th. We are now back celebrating the 40th anniversary, I can't believe that, of I've Loved Lucy with Keith, who played little Ricky, and Irma, who was our hairdresser for all these years, and Bob Bobbs, who wrote it, and Bart, who wrote a wonderful book called I Love Lucy, and you now have a video...
A Laserdisc production. I co-produced a Laserdisc
on
Lucy.
Now, you get money from that. Do you guys still get money from the every time?
Well,
nothing.
Zero. We get zero.
Oh, from I Love Lucy.
I
get money from the Lucy show.
There were four reruns. We got $125 each apiece for four reruns. So we made
so you see, we're very rich.
Yeah. See, what about
you? I took the $500 and parlayed it, and I'm now very rich.
I was going to say, and invested it for you. What about as an actor? Do you
a
still
little
get
bit, a little bit?
You still get a little bit.
I have. Yeah. There's a little bit coming in, yeah.
Desi, do you and Lucy now own the series?
No, CBS still owns the I Love Lucy show, and it went into syndication. My parents sold the I Love Lucy show into syndication, and they still controlled certain image and likeness of Lucy herself and of Desi. So if someone wants to do some kind of marketing or something, they have to talk to us. But the show really is a CBS product.
Okay,
and there's there's a lot of things interesting things about all that.
I don't mean to, I want to ask you, because we have to, this was gone so fast, I wish it had been a two-parter, and it should have been, so you'll have to come back for the 80th birthday. quickly, best memories of the show that you can remember? Just a fast one.
I could just say that it was very, very energized set.
Okay, best memory?
The love.
The love on the set.
We were a family. We had we had company picnics. We were just like a family. It was wonderful.
Mm-hmm. When Lucy almost tripped on a cable and almost fell down, Desi grabbed us and said, "Amigos, if anything happens to her, we're all in the shrimp business."
Bart, best memory that you can think of?
Well, I remember watching the first episode when I was 6.5 years old.
That's a great memory. Okay, and Desi, I know you're doing... before we get to the first movie, I know that you're doing a movie where you're going to be playing opposite your mother. That's going to be fascinating.
There was a book. Thank you very much. Maybe we'll come back and talk about that
at
another time.
Tell me your best memory.
My best memory is just being the son of those two people, not only from the I Love Lucy show, but them at home actually doing certain things that coincided. The old-fashioned values of the 50s and raising a family and being good parents and trying to do the best they could. Those old-fashioned values are something that I think is missing in our life today.
I agree.
I think the I Love Lucy show is still popular because they were trying to show about family and making up and love and things like that.
I thank you so much. I thank all of you. It just went so fast, which means it was a wonderful show. I thank you. We'll all be back in a second. The photographs, by the way, used on today's show are courtesy of Howard Frank Archives. I thank you all. We'll be back, of course, with Gossip, Gossip, Gossip. So stay with us.
Stay tuned as Robin Leach and Channel 11's own Sheila Stainback host the 47th annual Columbus Day Parade. Coming up next, only on Channel 11.